Thank you for joining us on Easy's Community Focus, where we look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, but for people with mental health issues and their families and friends, this is a daily challenge. There is a new foundation in South Florida dedicated to mental health awareness. It's called the Tell Robert Foundation. TellRobertFoundation.com, and I am very happy to welcome David Fenstersheib and Stephanie Fenstersheib-Lariosa, the founders of the Tell Robert Foundation, to tell their story and tell us why this is so important. Thank you both for talking to us.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Your story is so tragic. I know that everyone in South Florida must know of Fenstersheib Law Group that your father started. And I'm going to let you tell the story about your family and what prompted you to start this foundation.
Thank you. So our father, Robert Fenstersheib, started Fenstersheib Law Group over 40 years ago. And, you know, our oldest brother, Michael, was his first son, his first child, and they were very close. And at some point during childhood, our brother developed addiction to oxycodone and other pills. And Robert tried everything he could by sending him to multiple rehab places and other types of alternate therapy, such as Iboga treatment in the Bahamas, to help him get past that addiction and do something with his life. And unfortunately, on September 9th, our brother lost his battle with the mental health and drug addiction and took our father with him. He committed suicide and shot our dad as well. And it was just something that was completely out of left field. Obviously, you wouldn't really ever expect that to happen. But in this case, their relationship was nothing but love for each other. And it was so shocking that Michael would have done something violently, especially towards our dad, his father, Robert, because of just how much love and how close they were and how much they've been through together trying to get Michael's addiction to pills past him. And it was at that point my sister and I realized that Michael's drug addiction wasn't the problem, but a symptom of something underneath, something that our brother wasn't maybe even aware of. And perhaps if people were more open to discussing mental health, if resources were more readily available, and if the stigma of doing drugs wasn't that of a drug addict or drug user, but more of that as someone suffering mentally, perhaps we wouldn't be here. And that is what our goal with the foundation is to provide awareness and outreach to programs that are involved in this, because we're not medical professionals, but we definitely have the resources available to those organizations that may not.
I know that you've spoken with folks and researched with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, who we do a lot of talks with, and it just strikes me that it's so recent for you to have lost both your brother and your father in such a shocking way. And both of you as siblings just immediately went into action to form this foundation and took such a tragic incident and turned it into something that obviously you hope will help other families not have to go through what you've been through. You've already had your first virtual walk. What do you intend to do ongoing with the Tell Robert Foundation?
Our intentions are to keep hosting events that support a single organization that's more local and less widely known in the South Florida community that actually has hands-on programs and resources in the communities that actually provide services to those in need and raise money for those organizations as well as awareness for those organizations. For instance, the first event we had, the 5K, we did everything to raise awareness for Tony's Tribe, which all of the proceeds that we made went towards Tony's Tribe because they have hands-on experience with helping those in need. The founder of Tony's Tribe's brother committed suicide and she sprung to action and created the organization, and it's breakingthebarriers.org. They have programs that they use to actually impact the community, and we want to do what we could to bring awareness to them. And so that's what we plan on doing, is vetting local organizations and charities and providing awareness and funding to them.
What made you think that this is the way to go? You know, so many people, when they've been through a devastating incident, they aren't able to return to normal functioning for quite a long time. How were you able to draw from within to move forward and take action?
I think it was a couple of things. Two things that really stand out is we just didn't have the ability to let it take us over and make us crumble. We had so many people, clients, and employees relying on us to keep moving forward that shutting down just was not an option. Also, his legacy, I don't want his legacy. We didn't want our father's legacy to be remembered for this last moment, this last incident. So if we could take it and turn it around and provide help to those in need as a result of this, I think we have that as a motivating factor to overcome the struggle that it provided to us and in turn, maybe prevent it from happening to someone else.
Right. And we both do seek counseling ourselves now. We didn't before. But, you know, just to keep our mental health clear and give us some clarity moving forward, we both seek a counselor weekly now. So that definitely helps a lot, too.
Did you ever in your life think that you would be seeking support from a mental health counselor? You know, we talk about the stigma and we keep saying the more we talk about it and bring it out into the open, the more people realize that almost everyone has some issue at some point in their life where seeking assistance makes sense. And particularly with COVID, the numbers of people who are actually reaching out for assistance have doubled. So I thank you for being willing to talk about it yourself. Were you able to draw on each other to get through this?
Absolutely. I think our relationship has grown tremendously. We were always very close growing up, but now there's a bond between my sister and I that just is unable to be put in words. We were both survivors of a tragedy and both had very different relationships with our father. And so although we're both struck with grief, we're both processing it in such different ways. And it allows us to really connect because even though it's both our brother and our father, it's affected us completely different. My sister has a daughter. He was a grandfather to her. And I don't have any children. And, you know, when I do in the future, they'll never get to know him. And it's just such a different relationship. However, it really opened the barriers of communication between us to make us much closer.
You mentioned Tony's Tribe as one organization that you have given funding to. Are there others that you already have in mind? Are there organizations that should reach out to you to let you know what they're doing and seek support? How will you connect with the organizations that are working locally?
Absolutely. If an organization is listening to this right now, please reach out to us and connect so we can find out what you do and see if it may be something that we would try to help you with. And as of right now, our vetting process is very slow, so we're currently in the process of looking for the next organization we would like to bring awareness to and raise. And at the moment, we don't have one specifically singled out, but we will shortly. And steps in the process of setting up a second event, once we do have that figured out, it will be on our website when we do.
That's tellrobertfoundation.com. The best way to reach you if someone hears this and they know of an organization or they're part of an organization they think should be working together with you, should they call or go to your website?
They could definitely email us. It's tellrobertfoundation@gmail.com. That goes directly to myself. So that would be the best way for an organization to reach out. And like David said, we're definitely open to meeting new organizations, finding out and learning about them. You know, we're an open book right now. So we would definitely welcome any and all communication out there.
And you're accepting donations, and that can be done on the website. So people can do their part now, regardless of an event, to help support the foundation, help you grow your funding to provide support to other organizations that, as you said, are local firsthand assistance to people who need mental health assistance. So that's the way to reach you through the tellrobertfoundation.com. And do you need volunteers to help you with setting up events or giving you ideas, anything at all?
We're always open to new ideas and suggestions. And if people would like to volunteer their time, absolutely. Luckily for us, we do have the law firm full of people willing and able to volunteer their time after work for any of the events. One of our employees, we call her the Gladiator. Her name's Tina. She's been invaluable in helping us get this off the ground running. And just to let everybody know, We are a non-for-profit. We are not taking any salaries. There's going to be no money given to us or taken by us in exchange for running this organization. And you have to not worry about your money going to a organization that's going to actually help and use that money efficiently and usefully, because we're going to do all the heavy lifting with the researching and making sure that this organization is actually doing something with the funds that goes towards their mission statement or goal and not towards the people running the organization.
Awesome. And it's amazing, both of you as attorneys, walking into the firm that your father started and knowing what happened is a reminder every day. How do you cope with that?
You know, I don't have an answer for you. People ask me that all the time at the office, because I kind of shifted into his office and I haven't really changed anything. It's kind of like a memorial, a time capsule. Yeah. And I don't want to change a thing. And I look around and it doesn't fill me with sorrow or grief or sadness. I know that he is so happy that I'm in there every day, working my butt off just like he always did and keeping his legacy going. And I look forward to it. It's quite interesting that I'm not overwhelmed with sadness or grief. It's almost as if, not to get too esoteric out there, but I'm kind of channeling his energy. He woke up every day loving what he did. It wasn't work to him. It was a passion. And ever since this happened, I've kind of fallen into that role. I don't wake up and go, oh, I have to go to the office. I'm so tired. I can't wait to get justice for my clients. I look forward to it. I'm energized and I'm very happy to get in there and be there. And I think he would be very happy as well.
I completely understand that. You know, both my parents are gone, but I talk to them all the time. And there is comfort in keeping the connection and finding that optimistic viewpoint. I compliment both of you for what you're doing and taking your grief and turning it into something that will help a lot of people. And the South Florida community, I know, will embrace you. So thank you for doing what you're doing. It's the Tell Robert Foundation, tellrobertfoundation.com. David Fenstersheib and Stephanie Fenstersheib Lariosa, founders of the Tell Robert Foundation. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. Let's keep the awareness all year round. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.